It's exciting to be here with you this morning. Just want to welcome each one. Thank you for coming out, and we're glad to have you here. And I'm glad to be here this morning. I know Sunday mornings is part of what recharges my batteries, and so it's good to be here with God's people, my brothers and sisters. And let's just start out with a word of prayer. Just ask God to join us. And God, we know that you are here, God. We've felt your presence already. We know that you love to dwell among us and dwell in us, God. This morning, we're just asking and speaking it out as an invitation into our hearts to come, God, to be with us, to speak to us, God, to open up our hearts to you. God, you have a message for us this morning, God, and we just want to allow you to flow through us and in us and challenge us and change us, God. God, so as I speak, God, I pray that you would speak through me, that your truth would come out, God, and the message that you have for us this morning would be clear, and that each one of us would be open to hear this, God. God, challenge us, and just use this time to grow us and draw us closer to you and a better understanding of you. We love you. Amen. Well, this morning, we're talking about staying connected, and I'm excited about this message. It's a simple message, I believe, but the reason I'm excited about it is because, for one thing, I really needed to hear it, and it challenged me as I was preparing, and I'm excited because I truly believe that God laid this on my heart for this morning, and so I'm excited to see what he's going to do with it. Now, I found out Friday from Cody at work that Matt may have preached somewhat on this passage last Sunday. Is that right? So I could have changed it, but I said, you know what, I guess God needs us to hear it two times. So I'm sorry if I'm going to be redundant. I was gone last Sunday. So if it's redundant, I'm just going to take it as God really wants to pound this into your hearts and in your heads, all right? So speaking of staying connected, I'm just going to start out with a little humor, and it'll tie in later. So what did the therapist say to the angry client when their cell phone battery died? I suggest you find an outlet for this. It'll tie in later, I promise. It's a little lame, but it'll tie in. Let's start out with reading John 15, 1 through 8. And this is the meat of what we're going to be talking about this morning. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Let's just read this all together, John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. I feel like the message this morning is so clear, that this passage is so clear, but yet we tend to forget just how crucial that it is, staying connected to the vine. So today I just got the sense that I should bring a little more of a modern approach to it. We're going to call it that anyway. Cell phone has, it really has a lot of capabilities, really has changed the environment of our culture, and we all understand its positives and some of its negatives. But We just got back from a short trip to Texas, and I was once again amazed by when I travel, I see this. You see it at airports. You see these charging stations, or some of these older airports that don't have power strips everywhere, and you see people hovered around these things. I couldn't find any good pictures of an airport charging station. I should have took some when I was there, but you guys get the idea. And sometimes it's a little ridiculous when there's not a lot. There, people are all up on each other and you know, grasping for their last charge up before roughing it for the next couple hours without power. And side note, while we were in Texas, got to see this dude right here. This is little Leland Tice. This is Kendrick and Crystal's newborn baby, about 5 weeks old. I just figured I would introduce him to you and brag that I got to hold him first. But it was good just to connect with Kendrick and Crystal as we were in Texas, and they send their greetings, and they're doing well. And it's cool to see God just using them and using the situation they're in and preparing a way for them to be used and to lead there in Texas. In recent years, the presence of cell phones has really taken us by storm, and most of us feel completely lost without them. How many of you feel a sense of loss or a sense of incomplete without your cell phones on you? Raise your hand if you do. Oh, come on. Let's be honest. You guys, all right, you're better than me, okay? I've walked out of the house without my cell phone before, and I'll turn around and go back and get it, because even if I'm 15 minutes away, because there's something about it. We've become so used to it. It's almost become this necessity. It's become a part of us. It kind of grows on our hip. But how many of you remember to charge your cell phones daily on a pretty consistent basis? Okay, about all of you. You guys don't have to be shy. You can raise your hands. It's not a big deal. So recently, while sitting in church, I believe God revealed this message to me, and I believe also he revealed this parallel, actually, between the cell phone battery and this passage here in John 15. So this morning, I want to take another dive into this passage, and hopefully we can regain some sense of urgency and some sense of clarification on what Jesus is saying here in John 15. So I took the liberty of writing a very liberal paraphrase of John 15 just to kind of lead us in the thought process of this little parallel. And bear with me. Note the translation. Please don't get offended. I'm not trying to rewrite scripture or anything, but I'm just going to read through this real quick. Hopefully it gives us a little picture here. I am the power source. This is Jesus speaking, and you are the cell phones. If you daily plug into me and connect me to you, I will charge your battery. And you will make many calls, use your apps connecting you to others, and make a ton of downloads. Without me, your battery will die, and you will be useless. If you forget to plug into me daily, you are like a cell phone with a dead or missing battery. Therefore, useless and destroyed, melted down, to be used for something else other than what God designed you to be. You see, church, it's amazing to me how we specifically remember to, on a pretty consistent daily basis, recharge our cell phones, our devices, and yet we so easily forget to recharge our spiritual batteries and connect with our Heavenly Father on a daily basis. And why is this? Do we all need a huge low battery symbol on our forehead that signifies that, hey, we're getting a little bit low here on the power and of God in our lives, or on God's presence inside of us? There are signs. Do we know what they are? And that's a whole nother topic, but there are signs. One of the issues we have in the American church, I believe, is this thought process of, well, I get what I need out of Sunday morning service. That's why we come to church. And as this is true, we do receive something and gain a charge up from being connected together on a Sunday morning, but it's not enough to walk. And I'm going to just compare this to the cell phone thing. How much would you actually, you know, use it if you only charged it once a week? And what happened if you got to church and they don't have your style of charger, so you don't get any charge? Or maybe if you got lucky, one of your friends has the cool new cell phones where you can just put them together and they can give you some juice and juice up your battery a little bit. But she can only give you so much because, you know, she only has so much to spare. And all of a sudden, because of lack of power, something we use every day and was intended to use every day becomes more of a paperweight or for an emergencies only kind of thing because our battery is often low. And the whole purpose of the phone changes. And as a matter of fact, we may not even want to carry it with us anymore because what's the use if we don't really want to use it and waste that battery? Is this connecting to you guys this morning? This parallel here? So many of us rely on Sunday morning to fill our battery, and it can and does. But what are we doing during the rest of the week to get this thing charged up? How effective can we be in our purpose as God's children, his hands, his feet, if we are constantly running low, living in power save mode? You see, just like the dying or the dead phone, we actually can lose our purpose when we are not connecting to the source of our power, the thing that gives us life, that gives us purpose. And too often we expect others to be responsible for recharging our batteries. And this is not saying that we as Christians are not called to come alongside each other, to pick each other up. And that's one of the reasons we need to have that full battery. So we have some to give, to spread around. But in the long term, this is not enough. All of you that raised your hand earlier for remembering to charge your phone on a pretty daily basis or consistent basis, I want to ask you to raise your hand if you remember and prioritize time connecting with God more than you remember to connect your phone to its charger. And if you don't want to raise your hands, just in your mind, think about that. Do you remember to plug in your phone, your devices, on a daily, consistent basis more than you consistently remember to plug in to your Father? This challenged me because I don't forget to charge my cell phone very, very, very rarely. And I started to think about it. So yeah, I use my cell phone for work. I use it daily. It's an important tool. But do I realize what I look like or how important it is for me to recharge my battery with my power source? And do I realize what it looks like when it's low or it's empty? And how much of an effect that has on my life versus on just remembering to charge my cellular phone. A recent study from a Bible college showed that 83% of Christians are unsatisfied in life and where they're at and unsure of their personal purpose. 83%. I don't know how big a study this was. I didn't dive in too deep, but even if that number's off by a lot, that's pretty significant. 83% of the body of Christ is unsure of its purpose. And I'm pretty sure if 83% of my body was unsure of its purpose, I would probably be dead or very much handicapped and incapable of doing anything on my own. You see, as believers everywhere have lost their purpose, it stems from this thing that we're not connecting with our power source on a consistent basis. It's so easy to lose who we are and what our purpose is, the power we do have, when we're not connecting daily to it. When we're not listening, when we're not hearing from the Holy Spirit on who we are, what we're supposed to do, what we're supposed to step in that day, that week. Too busy, consumed by the business of life. But each one of you, each one of us, has a specific purpose that He built you around. Your giftings, your talents, and abilities are all there for a specific reason. I think it's important to remember that your purpose is a journey and not necessarily a destination, meaning that God will continue using you in ways that prepare you for the next step and the next leg of your journey, the next opportunity. Sometimes we get caught up in where we want to be, and we don't see the opportunities that are in front of us, the purpose that God has for us right now, the open doors that God has for us right now, because we're not connecting to that. Yeah, and as I looked at this survey, I was just blown away by how effective can we as a body of Christ, a body of believers, be if we're not realizing our purpose on a daily basis. And as we look into Scripture, I see, you know, God revealing purpose to His people constantly, and He does it in many ways. And the four ways that I generally see are, or that I've seen in the Bible specifically, were calls from birth. I think of Jeremiah being called. A growing awareness, and my mind is drawn to the story of Joseph. And this is a guy who literally so many times could have said, this isn't working out, what I'm doing. I'm walking strong and doing what, you know, God... I'm trying to follow God and thrive in everything I do and walk with Him, but He constantly keeps stepping on me or throwing me into these dungeons, literally. You know, Joseph had many, many chances to be like, you know what, this ain't working out for me. He had these, you know, dreams as a young man that God showed him, and how easy would have been for him to give up on those dreams when he's laying in a dungeon after doing nothing wrong. How many of us do that same thing? Maybe feel like we're on purpose, and then there's a wrinkle or a life change, a death, divorce, something that just kind of wrecks the path that we're on, and we lose that purpose. We give up on that. Joseph here, he stayed connected to his Maker through it all, and by staying connected, it's the only explanation for how he was able to do this. Staying connected daily to his Father, to his power source, that eventually God took him from being in a dungeon to being second in command in the most powerful empire in the world at that time. The other way that we see people finding their purpose is walking through open doors, and my mind was drawn to Esther. She had a chance to save her people. She could have walked away, but there was this open door. It was a scary door, but it was an open door, and she walked through it, and God walked with her, God used her, and she was faithful. And then we have Paul with the big God encounter, and him, God meeting him on the road, and you know, we know the story well, the bright light and the booming voice. God still does all this stuff. And you say, you know, Dave, it's easy for them. It's clear as we read the scriptures to see, you know, God having a purpose for their life. You know, it's laid out because we saw the end, so it kind of is a little bit of a cheat there. But it's easy to see that, but I'm not quite seeing that in my life. I'm messed up. I'm too old. I'm too young. And we start to disqualify what God has qualified. And I want to tell you this morning, if you're breathing, you have a purpose. God has a purpose for you. The worship team can come up. I just want to read a couple passages here that show us this. And the first one is John 15:11. It says, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. You see, when we're walking in our purpose, that's when there's joy. That's when we can be complete, even in hard situations. You know, there's the age-old saying, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And I believe that applies here. When you're walking in your purpose, it's going to be easy to overlook some of those valleys, those struggles. Doesn't mean they're going to be easy, but you're going to know that there's a greater good behind it. Verse 16 says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. Psalms 139:13-16, and I love this passage. It says, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Who believes that this morning? Who wants to shout that out? You believe it? Let's say that together. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your books before one of them came to be. You see, the God who created you knew his purpose for your life before you even took a breath. He designed you specifically for that purpose that he wants to lead you into. Yet how many of us are dissatisfied with where we're at in life? How many of us are in the 83% who not sure what our purpose is, not sure if we're walking in it, and we're not really happy with where we're at? How many of us are walking in joy and in peace when no one else is looking? In Matthew 11:28-30, it says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest in your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Doesn't always feel like that, does it? I know there's times of walking, look at this passage and say, God, I don't know what you're talking about because your burden don't feel light right now. Where's the rest? What I believe Jesus is saying here is that when we are daily walking with him on purpose, in our purpose, we can face all kinds of struggles. We can walk through valleys, but we realize that he's there with us, that he's guiding us, and he has a plan, and it is for a purpose, that we're walking through these things. This morning, if you're walking through a struggle, or you've been walking through a struggle, that may be part of your purpose, to learn how to walk through this. And I say learn how by leaning on the Father, so that you can walk alongside somebody else that maybe in the future is going to be walking through the same thing that you're walking through right now. John 16:33 says, Jesus talking here, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. There's joy, there is peace in every journey when we realize, when we're on purpose, in purpose, realize that God is leading us in this purpose. And God has a plan for each one of you. God has a purpose for each one of you. 5 years old, 90 years old, God still has you on a journey for a reason. He longs to use you and to lead you in your ultimate purpose, where you can find joy, fulfillment, peace, meaning, life. But church, he needs you to be charged, constantly connected to your power source, constantly in tune with the Holy Spirit on a first name basis, familiar with his voice, familiar with his ways, so you can walk, so you can realize your purpose and walk in it. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. That kind of sounds like a promise. It says, apart from me, you can do nothing. I don't think I'm the only one who struggles with staying connected, but I do. Still try to do things on my own. The busyness of life comes. But this passage is pretty straightforward and pretty clear. So this morning, I know it was a simple message, but I believe God wants me to challenge each one of you more just to inspire or make you think, wants me to challenge you to make a change today. We all have time to connect. And I'm not just talking about a 30-minute devotional or whatever it looks like, but just taking time to sit there with God, to listen, to commune in quiet with your Heavenly Father. I believe God is calling me to challenge you this morning to take a new step and say, God, I realize without you, I can do nothing. I can't walk in my purpose. No matter how many opportunities come my way, no matter how many times you try to shove me through the door of my purpose, without you, I can't do it. But then before that, if you remain in me and I in you, it doesn't say you can bear much fruit. It doesn't say you might bear much fruit. But it says you will bear much fruit. So this is a simple mathematical equation. And if the result is that we want to, as a church, bear fruit for God's kingdom, make change, touch lives, change people, spread God's love to a to the world in need, to darkness, to hurt, to pain, to fear, to anger. If we want to do those things, it's right there. One plus one, him plus me, equals bearing fruit. You know, we had these I'm not even sure what they're called, connection cards or, let's see what they're called, the service opportunity list that were passed out this morning. And some of you need to walk in some new ways and challenge yourself in new ways and to walk in these open doors. Some of you need to say, I'm not walking in my purpose. I don't really see what it is. So I'm going to make special time for me and him, for God to reveal that purpose to me. And I'm not going to relent until I know. God, there is so much peace. There's so much joy when we are walking with God, when we are walking in our purpose. God wants to use each one of you. And so this morning, I'm going to give an invitation, and it's a commitment invitation. And I'm going to be preaching again in 3 weeks, I believe, and God's already given me the message there, and it's just a takeoff of this in John 17, and it's staying connected with each other because we need each other. So through this commitment, if you want to come up here when I give this, I want us to hold each other accountable because we need each other. That's part of the reason we're here. But I want to challenge whoever is willing to commit to every day, whether it be the reminder when you plug your cell phone in to charge for the night or for the day, whatever, that you step aside, you take 15 minutes just to talk and just to listen to your Father. Some of you are amazing at this and do this very well already. But if anybody's like me, this is a struggle. This will change your life. This will change this church. This will change this community if we all faithfully do this together. So before we start to sing, I want to invite anybody who is willing for the next 3 weeks to commit to every day spending 15 minutes with your Father. You can come forward if you want to do that. Let's have everybody stand together before we do that. So as we sing, if you feel like God is calling you, if you feel like it's something you want to do, a change you want to make, if you want to walk together, if you're already doing this and you just want to come forward and be with the one standing here, that's great. But the challenge is, God, our guys, that we're powerless if we're not connecting. So this is a direct way for us to come together and make sure that we're doing this. So as we sing, if you're willing to make that commitment, I'm gonna challenge you in 3 weeks and ask if you were faithful, if you were able to do this. So take this seriously. But if you're willing to do that, come forward as we sing.